Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Show. Let's go.
No chance.
You, TikTok is where it's at, man, and we got to grow. We've been together 8 years. Evan, I tell him during the break, we should just go live, Steiny and I at Warrior Games, even at the bar, then go to, that's what people eat up nowadays. And my man looks at me and goes, no chance.
Now, why not, Steiny?
I'm trying to ease my way out of the spotlight and social media.
But this could actually allow you to work less.
That's what I thought.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Yeah, what?
You got to think bigger. So if you go live on, I don't know, name your streaming site, Instagram, Twitch, TikTok, whatever, and you find out that you might be able to do just what you do now, but like for just 20 minutes a day.
Or sipping your Ling Ling, whatever your thing is. Like, Steiny, I'm telling you, man, that's what people are eating up. You know, this dude, Kai Kinet's doing, he's got his computer on all day at his house, people pulling up, and now he's just rolling in the dough, man.
Well, I'm sure he's got something that captivates people.
But if we had audio of you, Evan, and I, Carter, the boys, at the ship, unplugged, our lives would be different.
How?
There's people.
It's not
the like, stuff we talk about. Come on, man. I already know. Not getting trouble at home, but other than that, Steiny, we're rolling. Think about it. That's all I'm saying. Think
I just
about
did.
It. Now, I asked you real quick. I asked you during the break. I know we got full phone lines. I asked you what you had for dinner the other day, but I asked you, had you ever had a concussion? I just knew my answer was going to be no. You said yes.
Yeah,
in high school, how?
Well, doing something Kuminga's never done. I dove on the floor for a loose ball, and I hit my head on what the hell was that guy's name? Lewandowski.
Oh.
I hit him right on his knee with my
blacked
head.
Blacked out, Steiny?
Well, it was, yeah, kind of. Like, you know, it's funny. Oh, you played with a concussion. There's no way I could have played. There's no way.
So you were, it was over.
Well, everything was fuzzy around the edges. You ever see one of those, what they call snow on TV, the black and white?
Yeah.
And just like,
I got
that's the way it feels. And then I came out of the game for a minute, pulled a Sprewell, checked myself back in. No. Then I did get, I got put back in the game.
Oh, see.
For about 40 seconds, and I was like, no chance.
Equilibrium gone.
I had no clue.
So how long were you out?
Just
like,
that game.
Okay, got, no, like the next day, were you back in practice?
I went to the hospital. They said I had a concussion, and they made sure, of course, my parents came with me, so they made sure that they hadn't, like, knocked me out.
Oh, man.
They always ask the parents, did you hit him? Like, no, it was Lewandowski. Hard to believe. NBA season starting.
Let's go. Tonight we got action.
Portland Trail Blazers. Do we know the Warriors are going to be better than the Blazers this year?
Steiny, stop.
Oh, they come were on.
Come on. Now that, yeah. That wasn't your best work. No, I like the Blazers. I got two new teams. The Pelicans, Warriors West, Looney, Poole, I'm in. And Green, the coach.
Portland won 36 games last year.
What's Dallas at?
Wait, how can New Orleans be Warriors West?
I'm just saying another version of they got the old Warriors in New Orleans. Worry about you. Bad material.
Mike's in Oakland.
I know what he's doing.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, fellas. A lot of guys are talking some good stuff about Kuminga. This is my take on Kuminga, and I'm going to take it a step further on Steve Kerr. So Kuminga can play, but he can't play. And what I mean by that is he's not smart. His knowledge of the game has not improved in the 4 years he's been there, which is a knock on Steve Kerr and his development staff because they're also not developing him. They haven't developed anybody that's come through there. Everybody who came through Steve Kerr brand new has been out of the league within 3 years, undeveloped. It's a frustrating for me to see a new player come to Golden State because they don't develop anybody. And Steve Kerr doesn't want to take the time to develop anybody. And that is exactly why he's frustrated with Kuminga because he wants him to learn all this stuff on his own. But the guy's too new to the game. He has to be taught how to play it properly. He should be watching Michael Jordan play defense, how Michael Jordan hustles with loose balls, how Michael Jordan looks for rebounds, how he blocks shots, how he helps another teammate. That's the guy who knows the game. He needs to have somebody who's knowledgeable of the game so he can learn the knowledge because he's not getting it from the Golden State Warriors. That's just my opinion. I thank you guys and all these guys who've called today. You guys are calling with good knowledge. And I thank you for the good show.
Thank you, Mike. Man. Appreciate the call. That's
a little strong, though, Steiny. A little strong. But
which part?
Kuminga's not smart. Like, his concepts, this dude.
I don't think he's an overly smart player either, if I have to, and I'm always going to put player
Let's put another rat on the table. That's probably why we're here. He hasn't grasped the Warriors concept. Is that fair?
According to Steve Kerr.
Pod's got an A-plus at it. Kuminga's at a C-minus.
That's the only way we can look at it. Like, feels like, Yes, Caleb in Newark.
Our man.
Go to our guy. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What up, what up? How y'all feeling?
Back at you.
Hey, you know what? I was in the waiting call on Friday, but I heard something special some minutes back about Big E.
Big E,
yes?
Wait, what?
Big E.
Hey, Mr. Giddings, you got a date, huh?
Oh, my Big E. Oh, Evan.
If Goo knows, everyone knows.
Yeah, Caleb, my man. He got some action, baby.
Hey, Evan, I got three things to tell you, man, and it's called the three S's. It's called you got to smile, you got to smell good, and you got to have style, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be dressed.
I
right?
like
you
that. You
no buster out there, Evan.
Wow.
Appreciate that, Caleb.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping for the best for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? But then,
Caleb.
Caleb. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Caleb. Look, it's all going to come down to where those tickets are. It's all coming down to where those tickets are.
My front row E.
That's, he gets at level 300, and it's going to be a long night for E.
Yeah. And then real quick before you get into my thing, too, I saw a little jab, though, Steiny, you gave Guru when Guru asked you about going to the Warriors practice. Steiny, were you like Woj before Woj? Is that why you looked at him crazy?
I mean, yeah, basically. I was Woj on the war. No, I just covered the Warriors for a long time. I've seen a lot of open practices in my day.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the most polarizing figure in the state of California, Jonathan Kuminga. Look, I'm excited to see him ball, man. I know there was talk about this, the lineups in the last game with the Draymond and Jimmy and how they didn't really fit. But, you know, it's going to take time. You know, Kuminga hasn't played with Jimmy much to this point. So we got to give it time, man. But like I said, Kuminga is the X factor. The Warriors don't have that kind of athlete on their team. Mm. Obviously, with his ability to go obviously one-on-one. Like, the Warriors just don't have another guy like Kuminga on their team. He's the X factor. Whether he starts whether he comes off the bench. Yes, you know, you want to see him defend a little bit better. Yes, you want to see him rebound more, but I just, the Warriors can't move on from that guy. Like, he's still so young. He's talented. They got to find a way to make it work.
Appreciate you, Caleb. Thanks, man.
Hey, good stuff.
Somebody saying don't wear cargo pants.
What's
on the chat? On the boxing Gerson style?
Is that an inside thing?
Yeah,
I don't know. It says no cargo pants for Evan! ! 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Working Jew Attorney's text line.
Please explain.
I don't know.
Yeah, those are in.
I don't own cargos.
Oh,
but Steiny, I can just tell you this: they're not 300.
You got good seats?
Yeah,
my man.
Woo!
Yeah. Wee. Hopefully they're not where when I invited you to the game, we were up there with the pigeons.
That's the worst seats I've ever had.
Hey, 49er Frankie said, take the photo down. We can see the brick wall. I said, what? Evan, we were so high. Man, both our noses were bleeding.
Awful.
Men of the people.
But we were, I can't say.
Only thing missing was the obstructed view.
No, we had a good time before we got there. How about that?
We better have. 480 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Fellas, all due respect, preseason's irrelevant. Not for the Warriors. First couple months are irrelevant. Warriors basketball will be relevant after the new year.
All right, let's do this because Tim Roy, Evan, and I, we had this conversation. Give me a guy not in the starting lineup or Kuminga that's going to pop for you or you see playing a big role on this team. Let's just for a second put the starting five, Horford and Kuminga.
It would be Horford.
Would it be Horford? Like, that's too easy, though. I'm talking about one of the, like, QP3, the same guy.
Post stinks.
It's melting for me.
I'm just kidding about Post.
And I never get excited about injured dudes.
So I can't take Horford?
You can take Horford.
I mean, he's the best player they got.
Yeah, but that's why it's easy. I'm saying one of these young, is it Moody? What's another level for Moody look like? Because let me just tell you about Moses Moody, and I'm going to take my victory lap for him being athletic. He's not Dr. J. He started that game on Sunday, flushed, went baseline, yadda-dye, and I just like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. But he has a natural, I don't give a damn, I know how to play in this system, I know who I am, feel to him. And that's why he had, I believe, a great season last year, Steiny, and I was disappointed in the playoffs. Now, was he hurt? Something on the hand? Okay, he made no excuses. But what's another level up for Moses? Because Tim Roy was talking about he can guard your best defender.
We'll see. You mean the best offensive player? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on that.
On-ball defender, Steiny. I was like, that's praise.
I mean, just because you're asked to guard the best offensive player. Let me look it here.
I like that.
Are we just forgetting about Guy Santos?
Evan, that's all I'm...
Just saying, Steph likes closing with him.
Moses Moody's great year.
All right. I'm going to get to you.
9.8 points per game.
Sanchez has to play.
43 field, 37-3. 80 from the line.
How many minutes?
22.3.
That'll definitely go up this year. No doubt,
it may. I mean, you'd think so.
What about Santos? How does he get in, or when does he get in? To E's point, Guy Santos.
He goes in when they need loose balls. He goes in every time that Steve Kerr remembers he can't stand Kuminga.
Nah, he's a scrapper, man. But they got a road jam at the. I'm just saying, with TJD, roadblock.
Whoa, what?
TJD, QP3, Horford, Dre, and Santos. A lot of dudes.
Yeah, three of them aren't going to play.
I'll stop.
I mean, Trace Jackson Davis.
He was your starter at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We were talking to Festus about him.
There's
you giving up on him? I haven't.
He's just a guy.
He's a big guy.
No, he's not, really. He's not.
He's got girth.
Bricks he doesn't. He's light in the ass is what he is. Trace Jackson Davis. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You'll see a heavy ass when you see Horford. That's a heavy ass.
I don't know why I'm uncomfortable.
It's an old ass.
It is.
Hey, guys.
But it is. It's big.
Forgetting about Peyton?
Yes. GP2. I got him having a tough year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's driving around, I'm sure he'd be like, oh, man, what are you talking about? Why would you say that?
Because I think he's been declining lately. Last couple years. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Jocko. Jocko's in San Francisco. What's going on, Jocko? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, guys. Hope you can hear me. I'm no longer in San Francisco. I'm in Pacific. But, you know, I want to echo a couple of things that Coach said, is that all we heard was what Kerr wanted JK to do. And I'm wondering if some of the callers and you two watched the game, because that's all Kuminga did was exactly what Kerr wanted him to do. He had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, would have had 5 if Draymond could finish. He wasn't looking for his own shot. And instead, after the game, instead of saying that's what we want to see out of JK, he says, oh, we can't play him with, you know, 2 of the starters. And it's negative. It's He's the human petri dish. He's constantly under the microscope. Every flaw he has gets magnified. And, you know, it's so frustrating as a fan of his. You know, the Rockets moved off of Cam Whitmore to give him get him to a team where he could actually spread his wings and learn from his mistakes. And that's what the Warriors should have done with JK. He's just, the development's getting stifled on this team. He does everything that's asked, and it's still a negative after the game from Kerr. I'm so frustrated with the whole aspect of it.
He's just talking about Sunday, because he was making a conscious effort to hit the boards. But that's one preseason game, Kuminga. But I guess that's why the sound and the tone, depending on who you are, was just kind of like, Kerr, like, man, this thing might be already over in Kerr's mind.
Does that last caller and some of the do they listen to this is what he's talking about. So Jonathan Kuminga comes off the court. He played 14 or 15 minutes Sunday. Kerr gets asked about him the following day, and is what he says about Kuminga and the fit.
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy, like that lineup makes perfect sense. But you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then you know it can be effective, but it's just not a smooth fit.
It was horrible.
Man.
I mean, I guess now he was asked specifically about the fit, but I mean, he could have probably picked out a positive or two from Kuminga's game.
Or do you think he was firing a shot to his agent? You well, know, agent, like, I mean, like, Kerr's been on the sideline. He ain't said a damn word.
The agent doesn't mean anything.
But yeah, he ain't going to hold it against Kuminga. But just, I mean, he's been hearing the noise. Let's be honest, man. Steve Kerr, that is.
I mean, I don't think Steve Kerr gives a rat's ass about Aaron Turner. But, and he, to me, kind of said as much when he dismissed what he had, you know, what he had to say. And he said he was mistaken and stuff like that. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. Hey, Marvin, what's going on, man?
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
doing
well.
I have some questions. For those who think Kuminga just doesn't make anyone better, and that's why he shouldn't be playing, and we heard how Steve Kerr just threw ice water, did the ice water trick on the whole issue, and if you were Kuminga, would you like to have heard that? What was the Warrior record pre-Jimmy Butler?
About 500.
It was a 500 team.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have Pajinski on that team?
Yes.
Was Kuminga out?
Yes.
Okay, they were a 500 team then. Okay. Now, if Curry went out in the playoffs, who did Pajinski make better in the playoffs?
No, nobody.
Did someone come off the bench in the playoffs after not being played and average 20?
Kuminga.
In the same playoffs. Curry was averaging about 22 points a game when we were a 500 team. What got him up to 27 points a game in the last 30 games? Another scoring threat. No one can guard Jonathan Kuminga. You give him the ball in the wing, you clear out, which happened by accident three times. One, in fact, Pajinski passed the ball to him because he was surrounded by three guys after he had dribbled around. So anyway, my point is this. Yep. Minnesota declared Kuminga the most effective defender on Ant-Man, okay, and in those same playoffs. And they were talking about that in their broadcast, and I saw one on YouTube. Anyway, the point is, Steve Kerr is one of those guys that thinks his system is all the whole game. But the best coaches in the history of basketball could make any group of players great because they would figure out the best offense to run given those players. If the Warriors got Elgin Baylor, he'd be riding the pine because he doesn't hit the floor and die for loose balls. That's Steve Kerr. When Steve Kerr was out, that kid Walton went 34-2. Every assistant coach in Kerr's reign, every assistant coach has a better win-loss record coaching the same players, including the guy in Cleveland. I think he's coach of the year last season.
Kenny Atkinson.
I think doing a DNP act in the playoffs, Steve Kerr destroyed the value of that player relative to what it could have been.
All right, Marvin, I got you. We got some other people in here.
Yeah, I'll never.
You're not alone. Yeah.
To Marvin's point, just on the DNP, Stoney, that was Macbeth, the NBA version of. I mean, have we really gotten here? The guy that Steph, Draymond, Kerr said, we got to go through him, basically. It's his turn. And then for it to go the way that it did with the DMPs, that was like basketball. That was sad. And to his credit, got called on. This is all individual. And, I mean, he balled out against Minnesota, yet they didn't win. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. I'll just let that one there. We got the other guru in San Jose.
Our
guru
man.
Two.
This is real name.
Yeah, what's up, guru? How you doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Hey, Goo.
Yeah. So
Yeah. What's up, Goo? I wanted to talk about the entire, like, JK stream. Great calls, by the way. Great insight. I want to bring up something that I think it was Mike in Oakland. Somebody from Oakland brought up where JK's development is on the Warriors. It's actually more on JK than the Warriors, just because most of the development, especially for winning teams, happens in the off season. It doesn't happen during the regular season and during the playoffs, especially for winning teams. So I would just point out that JK has chosen to not work out in the Warriors facility over the offseason. He's chosen to work out by himself. So when you do that, your development is kind of on you, right? And so I just wanted to throw that out there as food for thought. But coming back to this year and this season, the lineups that the Warriors can put on the floor this year as opposed to previous years gives JK the best opportunity to succeed. And I'm talking about lineups with Al Horford, lineups with Quentin Post. I think we saw a little sneak preview of that in the first preseason game with JK not settling for threes, driving the hole, taking advantage of one-on-ones when they were presented, playing good defense, rebounding the ball. I saw a sneak preview. He just needs to keep it up and be consistent. I think one of the problems the last couple of years for him has just been consistency. When he does have a good game, just keeping it up, right, and playing the way the Warriors want him to play. And he had a quote maybe an hour ago. He was talking after practice where in the game he said that I just let the game come to me. Mm-hmm. He needs to do more of that. And I think he's starting to get it, and the lineups that the Warriors can put on the floor will help him do better this year.
Thanks, Goo. Appreciate the call. Good stuff.
Let the game come to him, huh? I know.
That's always a little easier said than done. Yeah, then he lets the game come to him, and then you know what happens? If it doesn't come to him, then everyone says he's just kind of standing around. Hey, Warriors-Blazers tonight, 7 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. First 10,000 fans will receive a commemorative Stephen Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead. Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors ground. You want tickets? Go to warriors.com right now to get them. And don't forget, the Warriors host their annual open practice at Chase Center. That's tomorrow at 5:30. Giving fans a rare behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice. Tickets are just $5, with proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation. And if you want tickets to that open practice, go to warriors.com/open practice. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.